Asia.
Military drills. Double act. For military exercises, America remains Asia's partner of choice.
As a demonstration of brute sea power, few events can match the biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise, or RIMPAC, hosted by America in Hawaii. The world's largest naval drill, which was due to finish on August 2nd after this article was published, has brought together 25,000 sailors, airmen and soldiers from 29 countries. Over the past month, like-minded navvies have honed their skills on tasks ranging from disaster relief to anti-submarine warfare. It has included a sinking exercise, the opportunity to torpedo a rusty 36,000-ton American amphibious assault ship. Beyond the martial pomp, exercises like RIMPAC serve as a way to cement and bolster relations. And when it comes to wooing regional states, America continues to thump China as the exercise partner of choice in the region. A survey of military exercises held in Asia between 2003 and 2022, published by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, or IISS, a think tank in London, shows that America took part in 1,113 exercises with regional countries. China mustered a paltry 130 drills over the same period. What explains the disparity? It suggests how each country would fight were a war to break out. China would be fighting in its own backyard. America would be a long way from home and relying on the support and capabilities of its allies, notes Evan Laxmanar, a co-author of the survey. That sort of coalition warfare requires regular and intense training to smooth out potential kinks in communications or technology. China, by contrast, is unlikely to have any real allies to fight alongside in the first place. Although it trains with Russia in the region, the Kremlin's clapped-out navy is unlikely to offer much brawn. Second, combined military exercises depend on trust, and few countries trust China. It claims nearly the entirety of the South China Sea as its own and uses its navy and coast guard as well as maritime militias of armed fishing fleets to intimidate its neighbours. That imposes a limit on how many states are willing to train with China, says Ian Storey of the ISIS Yusuf Ishak Institute, a think tank in Singapore. China has sought to alleviate those fears by conducting more prosaic exercises, such as counter-terrorism or disaster relief. But these are often relatively unsophisticated, says Mr. Storey. Of course, China sees some value in doing joint exercises, not least because it can get its eyes on Western military gear. Its ad hoc partners, such as Singapore and Thailand, operate Western-built platforms and systems. They also offer a shop window for China's own military kit. Moreover, for a country that has not fought a big war in four decades, joint exercises offer an opportunity to practice. Ousting Uncle Sam as Asia's preeminent defence partner will be tough. The IISS report concludes that China is likely to focus on deepening ties with a smaller group of countries, such as Pakistan, Russia and Thailand. But for American officials, the fact that more regional countries are interested in its exercises is yet further evidence that its alliance-building efforts in the region are working.